We like to do things by the numbers. We're all about commerce and community. Welcome to The Upswing, presented by Oricon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Now for the host that's always on The Upswing, Jeff Sherman.
Now, to business, gentlemen.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. Happy Friday. Happy Friday indeed. Friday on The Upswing brings fashion and film to the show. Whoa, fast fashion. It's all the rage. And, you know, you have these low-cost fashion producers, a little lower quality. It can mean big profits and big promises, but you got to wonder, are the materials in our clothes optimizing our health? And are they even making us sick? Is there a better way for us to make clothes? One local entrepreneur and his business partner have self-funded a fashion startup for the past 3 years and are now currently raising a $2 million seed round. Chris Colby from Hypernatural will join us after the break. Talk all about their brand, to talk about the world of fast fashion, how retail is changing, and what ingredients are the future. Can we call them ingredients? Yeah, I think we can. Our clothes do have ingredients. Then later in the show, real movies for real needs. This weekend at South Shore and the Ridge Cinemas hosts sensory screenings for first-run movies. We'll learn all about it from the Senior VP of Film and Group Sales at Marcus Theaters. But as we do each and every morning, let's go to Up.
Now it's time for the
1, 2, 2.
Up on The Upswing.
Two things that I'm seeing in the business world. News you can use, things you need in your world. Up 2.5% in 2025. Millions of Social Security recipients will get a 2.5% cost of living increase in their monthly checks beginning in January, the Social Security Administration announced Thursday. This cost of living adjustment for retirees translates to an average increase of more than $50 for retirees every month, agency officials said. About 72.5 million people, including obviously retirees, disabled, some children, get Social Security benefits. Commissioner Martin O'Malley said the adjustment will help, quote, tens of millions of people keep up with expenses even as inflation has started to cool. What's the magic mortgage rate number? Where's your mortgage sitting these days? This is from Fast Company. I saw this morning. After hitting a 16-month low at 6.11% in early September, the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate tracked by Mortgage News Daily has ticked back up to 6.62% this week. That increase will likely dampen some of the refinancing activity that we've seen, but started to gain a bit of momentum recently as borrowers were 7%, 8% mortgages looked to take an opportunity to get some relief. According to a new survey, though, by John Burns Research and Consulting, neither that 6.11 rate or today's 6.662 rate is going to do a whole lot to motivate people to refinance. What is that magic mortgage rate number? New research says that that rate is 5.5%. The research firm held this view for a while, reconfirmed it this week. That's the magic number that people see. All right, when it gets to 5.5, I'm going to refinance. Only 13% of homeowners surveyed said that they would accept a mortgage rate between 6.5 and 6.99 the next time they buy a home, but 47% said they would accept a mortgage rate between 5 and 5.5%. So before you refinance, make sure you get the rate that you want. But you may want to wait a little longer as rates continue to fall. All right. As you're shopping this weekend, we want to make sure that you know what's in the clothes you're buying. Our next guest, I'm fascinated by this topic, and you will be too. Chris Colby from Hypernatural will join us. But after the break, it's the Upswing Coffee Index. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ.
Is that coffee?
That's it! I'm getting 100 cups of coffee, starting now.
Time for a quick look at your coffee and how much it costs. It's the Upswing's Coffee Index.
Smells good.
Welcome back to the Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Happy Friday. Hopefully you got your cup of coffee this morning. I always enjoy the Coffee Index, a way to kind of see what's shaking in and around the marketplace. I stopped at the Starbucks on Ogden and North Jefferson, right at that East Town Plaza where the Pick and Save is. Place was totally busy this morning. There probably were 40 app orders on the counter when I walked in, but I did the 12-ounce Milano Sol. I'm liking that blend a lot. $2.65 plus the 22-cent tax, $2.87. Earned a couple star points, which is good for the gander. But saw a lot of people I knew too, and I love the buzz of a really busy coffee place in the morning. Producer Jaslyn, where'd you stop today?
Okay, so I kind of had trouble. I realized there's a bunch of coffee places downtown I wanted to go to, but there was a lot of construction, and I don't like using Google Maps as much as it helps me. I just kind of drive by these places, and like, you know what? I'm just going to park at work. I'm going to go to Canary. It's nearby. I like the vibes. It's great. So I went there. Went for one of their lattes. They had like a seasonal thing, which, you know, given the season, it's pumpkin spice.
It is PSL season, yes.
And I think I paid more than I did at Starbucks, to be honest, for a 12. It was $7.27, but I paid an exact change because I've been paying in cash every time I go to coffee because it's like a nice budgeting technique to pay for stuff with cash.
Okay.
The only time I didn't is when I went to Midway Bakery because the whole market was cashless.
Yeah. Okay.
And so it was nice to use my change because it's like, you don't have to.
That's right.
I don't know. It's again, it's a nice budgeting technique, and it makes you feel like you save money because you have all this leftover change. And the other thing I realized, Starbucks makes their stuff way too sweet, because this one, the one that Canary gave me, was a nice flavor. It wasn't too sweet. It was pretty good. So
all right.
I recommend, if you don't mind, maybe a little extra on there, but it's good. I definitely recommend it.
Get downtown to Canary Coffee for the real PSL flavor. There you have it. All right, let's kind of shift gears from coffee to fashion. A lot of estimates suggest that the average American acquires at least one new item of clothing each week. That's obviously on average. Many of these are going to be worn, a handful of times, then we consign them, or we put them back in the closet, or we donate them, or maybe even we throw them out. And I'm gonna add that as we're acquiring clothes, wherever we buy them, we don't often take the time to look at, all right, what is in our clothes? What are the ingredients, if you will? What are the materials? And there's a lot of downward price pressures. And, you know, we have sites like Temu and Shein and, you know, even Amazon that are really trend driven. Let's be honest, maybe a little lower quality sometimes, but high fashion. And reasonable prices, and that's kind of what consumers want. So I'm thinking, all right, times and thoughts maybe will continue to change as we really take note of what's best for our health, what's best for the environment. So I'm heartened that there are entrepreneurs out there looking to solve this issue of fast fashion. Chris Colby is the co-founder of Hypernatural, a material science company that designs and sells a proprietary patent-pending yarn and clothes with natural fibers. And we'll let him talk all about those fibers later. But really innovative, high-end stuff. Chris, I appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks, Jeff. Great to be here.
Of course. So just level set for us here. What's fast fashion? And are our clothes making us sick?
Well, first of all, like, fast fashion really is, by design, cheap, disposable, you know, on-trend clothes that are meant to be worn, you know, probably a handful of times.
Yeah.
And then they're sort of retired.
Okay.
And so their obsolescence is by design. And, and so that drives a certain mentality in terms of what it takes to make those products.
Yeah. All right. So we used to be worried a lot about, I don't know, I think it was mainly Halloween costumes and 'tis the season, right? We were worried that they were flammable, that we didn't know what the materials were made of. How do we know when we're buying clothes from so many different sources, what the true materials are.
Well, I'm going to let you in a little secret. There is a dirty little secret in our fashion industry, and people do not realize that almost everything we wear from yoga, golf, when we're active wear, our team uniforms, our kids wear, our school uniforms, our kids wear, are all made from synthetics. Hmm. And these synthetic materials and the chemicals that go along with them are actually making us sick. Hmm. And so when I tell people, literally, everything you're wearing that's made of polyester, nylon, or spandex is made from pure plastic.
Hmm.
Nobody knows.
Even the dry fabrics on our skin, this isn't like, hey, it's got to be moist and it's got to interact with the skin. I mean, there are properties in clothing that are just kind of seeping into our being.
Yes. So everything you're wearing that has performance, polyester, synthetics, nylon attached to it is made from pure plastic. And the pure plastic contains BPAs, mm-hmm. microplastics, but it is also coated in synthetic dyes and chemicals to make it look the color it is, or to make it resist stains, mm-hmm. or wrinkle-free. All those are chemicals that are dangerous for our health, mm-hmm. and they're causing chronic health conditions, much in the way our food and our beauty and other things that we put on our skin, our whole environment. But nobody's talking about the effects of synthetic materials.
All right. When we come back, more with Chris Colby from Hypernatural. If the consumer is saying, we want trendy, we want inexpensive, we want now, isn't that what the market's going to deliver? This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Chris Colby, one of the co-founders of Hypernatural, working to kind of combat, I don't know, the materials within all of our clothes that maybe aren't exactly the best for us. So Chris, as you look at kind of the world of fast fashion and manufacturing, how do you combat what the market wants to deliver to the consumer?
Well, price and availability is always going to drive the market. And yeah. I think right now, since 1990, the cost of garments in our industry has not changed at all as it relates to overall inflation.
Okay.
And so the whole cost curve has been bent down for 30 years artificially
through
these synthetic plastic materials that are readily available because they're a byproduct of oil refinery. Mm-hmm. And they are, they're easy to make. And so this is where the market's artificially being driven down. And the real cost of that is pollution. And so not just pollution on our environment, but it's actually polluting our bodies.
Yeah.
And this is where there's just a very low awareness of the effects of this artificial pricing, mm-hmm. which is in businesses like fast fashion and Temu and Shein, mm-hmm. who are trading on the idea that you can sell everybody a lot of stuff for cheap,
yeah.
and no one's going to ask any questions.
Yeah, you can buy the $5.32 t-shirt, and you like what the slogan is, and you're going to wear it no matter what, no questions asked.
Right, so there's a real cost for a $9.99 dress.
Yeah.
T-shirts were $7 in the 70s, and mm-hmm. they're still $7, right? And so there's something really wrong about that.
Yeah, so you spent your career, Land's End, Kohl's, and now are in the entrepreneurial fashion space yourself. Tell us about Hypernatural, kind of what you want to do from a product standpoint, but also from obviously a materials standpoint. That seems like the problem you're out to solve.
Exactly. So I personally have always never felt great about wearing synthetic materials in my body. They make you hot, they make you sweat, they actually smell awful. Yeah. Like sometimes I've had to leave shirts in hotel rooms because I just can't pack them. and so you get to this place and you just sort of, why do I not like this so much? And so I've always been aware of what I'm putting into my body, but not as much of what I was putting onto my body. Mm-hmm. And so what I've really discovered is what you put on your body is what goes in your body.
Yeah.
And so as you dig a little bit deeper, you realize is there's not a lot of great options in the world of performance materials that are not synthetics coated in chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And so making clean, naturally performing materials, but using science to do it, I saw as an enormous opportunity. And there's a ton of innovation going on in material science, particularly biomaterials, which are derived from natural ingredients. And so we spent 2 years developing this special fiber and yarn with the idea that we could produce a fabric, and that fabric really became hypernatural.
Hmm. And where are you producing that fabric?
So we make it in Asia.
Okay.
A lot of the waste comes from Asia, so we're using everything from seafood waste to mining waste to all these different things that are just readily available.
Yeah.
And then we repurpose and regenerate them into all new fibers and materials that actually have performance capability. So they cool the skin, they resist odor, they actually reduce inflammation in the body. So there's all these sort of other benefits by using these natural ingredients.
Hmm. And as a smaller brand then, launching, raising money, where do you think your niche will be as you continue to grow?
Well, right now we're going after what is clean, cooling, bioperformance material. So things that you can work out in or play golf in, and ultimately do it without having the risks of undermining your health. And so as people become more aware, much as they have in the food industry or the clean beauty industry, of the effects of having these sort of non-clean materials on your body or in your body, we think the market will shift.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of forces that will shift the market, including government regulations as well as consumer
awareness.
And we
want to talk about that when we come back. Obviously, the impact of the election and possible regulations could really kind of force change from a consumer standpoint, without a doubt. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, the dollars and cents of fast fashion. But what are some of the solutions out there that could impact our health and our clothing in the future? Chris Colby is one of the co-founders of Hypernatural, joins us. So, Chris, as you look at obviously raising money for, you know, still you're still in the startups phase, what impact could the election and possible government regulations, not only coming, you're seeing a lot of clothing regulations in Europe, you're seeing some in California and New York, you know, how could that transform the fashion business?
Well, I think it already is, and it's, I don't think the election itself will really determine how that evolves, but, you know, in Europe, in California and New York, there is a lot of number of legislation going through around the idea of really starting to tax the polluters, disincentivize the dirty practices that lead to ecological impact, but also human health. And so you're starting to see, like in France, they're taxing fast fashion like cigarettes, and they're making it more expensive to buy these cheap goods.
Yeah.
And then also charging a cost for end of life, which is most of these things, these clothes in fast fashion get dumped into Goodwill bills and become bailed, and then we ship them off to the southern half of the world, and they end up in Africa, India, and all these other places. And so these countries are starting to reject this textile waste. And so all this legislation is really pointed at really starting to make accountable in terms of the cost of of these types of goods, but also making it incentivizing the clean. And so I think incentivizing clean, just like in energy, is the way you start to shift the market, in addition to just letting people know what's actually happening.
So the education is around, you know, not necessarily environmentally friendly sustainability. It's about creating clean fashion, clean beauty, clean energy. Like, that is where we're moving as an economy.
Yeah, it's more than a trend. So, like, I would say clean is a transformation that's been happening since the 70s or 80s through food. You know, you think about Whole Foods. And then in 2010, clean beauty wasn't even a word. And now it's 85, 90 brands at Sephora. You're starting to see it going into clean materials because of the overall ecological impact, but also the human cost. You know, the cancers, the infertility, all the things that we're seeing. Breast cancer is, you know, getting younger and younger, and it's all a root of our environment, and materials that we put on our body is a big part of that environment.
Yeah, there's a lot of the first layer companies now that are making, you know, more friendly products so that the materials aren't seeping into the bodies and causing cancers.
That's right. And so what is clean is an important question in your environment. And so materials is often overlooked. And so we're trying to turn up the volume on that. And then I think transparency of how you certify clean. There are things like Okotex and Blue Sign certifications, which are the only way to know if what you're wearing isn't toxic.
Okay. So what are some of the prices and products at Hypernatural that are available right now?
So we started out, we launched last year into the market making men's shirts. So we're, we're making t-shirts and polo shirts and full, you know, knitwear just to kind of see how the market would respond.
Yeah.
And we were sold at places like Nordstrom. And it's been really, really well received. It's a premium product. So our products are, you know, $85 t-shirts and $135, $150 polos. So they're premium.
It's a high end,
But that's what it costs these days to make a better product. But over time, we see ways to scale this down and make it more accessible. Our materials, we will work with other brands and we'll start to sell other underwear brands or activewear brands or even women's intimates brands, our materials. And so it's really built to scale. And so we call it co-opetition. And so we will compete and cooperate with our market in a way to get our materials, these clean choices, more into the market at all different price points.
All right. I got to ask, where do you buy your clothes and why?
Well, aside from being pretty much, I wear Hypernatural every day. And for a lot of reasons, because actually it's just the most comfortable thing in my closet. So that's where you win with customers first.
Right.
But then I buy a lot of vintage, to be perfectly honest with you. My kids go to the Goodwill and they do this thing called Depop, and they're always buying and recycling stuff. And they're actually bringing really cool stuff that I actually want to wear. And so what you're seeing is what people throw away. And it's pretty amazing what people get rid of these days. And so I don't see the need for a lot of new clothes unless it's something I just generally don't own. And if I do, it'll be 100% natural materials. I really don't wear synthetics to work out in, sleep in, do anything in.
As long as you know it's a high-end cotton and you know the basic ingredients, you're comfortable with it.
Yeah. Listen, if it has something in there you cannot pronounce, like petrolethylene or something like that, or if a, you know, forever chemical – these are things that are causing all our health problems, you know. And so I just look for things that have simple ingredients and things that are come from naturally derived sources, ideally organic, but also just things that are not synthetic.
All right. Clean fashion with Hypernatural. Chris, I appreciate you coming in the studio and taking time with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
All right. Coming up next, real movies and real needs from Marcus Theaters this weekend. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. Feedback makes the world go around for sure. So we invite you to participate in the WTMJ Fall 2024 Fan Survey. Really easy. Takes less than 10 minutes to complete. To participate, all you have to do is text the word survey to the WTMJ talking text line at 855-616-1620, 855-616-1620. A link will be sent to you, and then, as a thank you for participating, you'll be entered to win two tickets to the upcoming Milwaukee Bucks season and an overnight stay at the beautiful historic Pfister Hotel right here in downtown Milwaukee. So according to the National Institute of Health, up to 16.5% of the general population experiences some type of symptoms around sensory processing, a sensory processing disorder. Individuals with sensory sensitivities can kind of find whether it's a large-scale event or, you know, the typical large movie-going experience really difficult and really uncomfortable. But the sensory screenings at Marcus Theaters are back this weekend. Real movies for real needs. Clint Wiskowski, the Senior Vice President of Film and Group Sales. Clint, thanks for joining us this morning. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for the invite, my friend. I appreciate it.
Of course. So tell us all about Real Movies for Real Needs and where there are and kind of where the idea came from.
Listen, first of all, you did a phenomenal job with that introduction, and I appreciate you. You know, this program is near and dear to my heart, and I believe that Mr. Marcus was going to be the one to speak today, but I am super, super happy. I hate to say this. I'm super happy he couldn't. Okay? I love the fact that I get to introduce the program.
Greg is really busy doing the viral videos on social that he is just crushing it. If you haven't seen those, everyone's got to check it out. Greg Marcus on social, he is winning the internet these days.
What this last one was over the top, though. I don't know half the things that came out of his mouth. I'll be honest with you. You need a dictionary of Gen Z, I believe is what I've been told.
Yes.
And he crushed it. He absolutely crushed it. So I'm a poor substitute. But in this regard, the history of Real Movies for Real Needs is something that I literally could not be more proud of. It's a program that I started. And it came about for a number of reasons. I won't bore you with all the details. But look, my daughter had some sensory issues in the movies that I was the general manager of our largest theater at the time in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't like going. And it was heartbreaking to me, right? It was too loud. It was scary. It was dark. It was just not for her. So I used to, when there would be no one in the auditorium and it was a matinee and I could, I would turn the lights up and I would bring the sound down and I would slowly walk her into the auditorium. And it kind of became a thing, and it wasn't. I wasn't able to do it often, but when I did, it was really special.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I get moved to the corporate office, and I ended up getting in touch with a woman whose daughter had a similar issue, and she came to me and said, "Is there something we can do?" And at that time, you know, I was a lot younger than I am today. This was 2010, and my daughter, that same daughter, had now gone on to high school, and she was in a group called Best Buddies at Oak Creek High School.
Okay.
And Best Buddies tips, they put together what they call a typical with a buddy, and you help them through school, you help them through their day, you help them answer questions. You interact, you be social, and you understand that this individual may have some sensory challenges.
Yeah.
So in that group, they're always looking for something to do.
Yeah.
And this all happened at around the same time in 2010. My daughter comes to me and says, "Dad, I would love to take her to the movies, but she didn't want to go in."
Hmm.
Well, it tipped me, and I thought, okay, let's see if we can make this happen. I went to my company, and the Marcus Corporation, the Marcus Theater Division, has been absolutely amazing. They jumped all over it, and so
when we come, Clint, I'm gonna go to break, Clint, and then when we come back, I want to have you give us the times, the dates, the titles, the details, everything we need to know about this weekend at Marcus Theater.
I love it, Jeff.
This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, the business of movies for everyone. Clint Wasowski, Senior Vice President of Film and Group Sales at Marcus Theaters, joins. So, Clint, give us all the details for the screenings this weekend for Real Movies for Real Needs.
So, we have the program playing in five locations here in Wisconsin. In the southeast Wisconsin side, we've got the South Shore in Oak Creek, the Ridge in New Berlin. It also plays at Bay Park, Point, and Valley Grand. Check our website. Go to marcustheaters.com, Real Movies for Real Needs. You will find it. If you go across the top section, you will see it under Sensory Specific. You can click right on that link. It gives you the schedule, the locations. They start at 11 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Okay.
And right now, tomorrow is Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay.
October 19th is Hocus Pocus. We do skip a couple of weeks depending on films available. The following is November 2nd with Hit Pig. It's a fantastic program. It's made for anyone. If you've got a little one and you're worried about them being fussy, if you've got someone that needs to use the restroom more often mm-hmm. than normal and you want to make sure that you're comfortable as the caregiver or the partner, bring them to this program. It's a very inclusive environment. The lights are up. The sound is down. Mm. We're ready. We greet you with open arms. It's just a really, really cool way for us to include those who may not like it when the sound is way up the way I love it and the lights are way down the way I love it.
Yes.
Everybody should be able to go to the theater.
Very good. All right. So what else do we have to look forward to for movie business for the rest of the year? This weekend, here's my question for you. Will Terrifier 3 beat Joker 2 at the box office this weekend? People are saying Terrifier 3, I missed 1 and 2, but this is a pretty big low budget release that I think could drive a lot of people to the theater.
It's unbelievable. It's built such a fan base, but let me tell you, we are going from one side of the to the other on this. This is a rated R film that I tell you, it earns its R rating. But people love it. The fan base is unbelievable.
Yeah.
The film is crazy, and I actually do believe that it's going to be the number one picture for the weekend.
Hmm.
And that's unfortunate, right? Because Joker had a ton of press. It had a it had a it has got a huge fan base, a great cast. But I think Terrifier is going to beat it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really good films, though. We've got a bunch of things coming up. It's going to be a fantastic holiday season. We've got great titles on the way. And one other thing I want to add, for Real Movies for Real Needs and our matinee, just so everyone's aware, we have everyday matinee pricing, which is $7 admissions
okay.
for seniors and kids under 12 every day before 4 p.m.
All right.
So it's a great opportunity to get out there and enjoy a show.
Very good. And the SNL movie opens. We're like at 50 years today. How do you think that will translate? Sometimes the TV movies don't drive big audience, but I think there's a pretty big niche and obviously a significant anniversary here.
And I got to tell you, it's a fantastic movie, right? It's got this documentary feel to it, but the vibe is crazy. So it's the last 90 minutes before the very first episode hits the screen. And it's told in almost like a suspense timeline. You can watch the clock ticking as the excitement builds to get to that crazy opening line that everybody remembers. If you are a fan of Saturday Night Live, you got to see this film. It is really outstanding. The cast is amazing. They tried to play the characters true to the Saturday Night Live, personas, and it works. It's a very, very good movie.
Very good. This weekend at Marcus Theaters, Real Movies with Real Needs. Lots of new releases coming. Clint, appreciate your time. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you so much. You too. Get to the show.
All right. Very good.